USA News, I'm John Schaefer. A three-judge panel seems hesitant about keeping the abortion drug mifepristone available for sale. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals panel will decide whether the drug should remain available after a federal judge in Texas ordered a hold back in April. The drug was approved by the FDA 23 years ago. All three judges were appointed by Republican presidents and have backed abortion restrictions before. President Biden is expressing confidence that a deal to raise the debt ceiling can be reached.
It would be catastrophic for the American economy and the American people if we didn't pay our bills.
Biden said he'll negotiate more directly with House Speaker McCarthy's staff. The president is cutting short his overseas trip to the G7 summit, which he left for this morning to deal with the debt crisis. The man accused of stabbing four University of Idaho students to death in their off-campus housing has been formally charged. A grand jury indicted 28-year-old Brian Koberger on charges of first-degree murder. Koberger, who maintains his innocence, remains in jail. New York City Mayor Eric Adams says they're running out of places to house migrants who are arriving in the city seeking asylum. Shelters are full, and he says 50% of the city's hotel rooms are being used.
So instead of monies coming from people who are visiting us and spending in our tourism and our Broadway plays, instead of them using those hotels, we're using those hotels.
Adams would like the federal government to declare a state of emergency for the city, as he's expecting another surge of migrants in the next 2 days. In Illinois, a ban on assault weapons is being allowed to go into effect today. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled the ban can temporarily take effect while a lower court deliberates the constitutional status of that ban. And former House Speaker Paul Ryan is being honored with an official portrait at the U.S. Capitol. Prior to the unveiling in Statuary Hall, Speaker Kevin McCarthy said there's no greater warrior for prosperity, freedom, and a strong economy than Paul Ryan. This is USA News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
Well, it's a patented key ingredient called Testofen. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. It's backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text PRIDE to 321321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text PRIDE to 321321. That's PRIDE to 321321.
The Internal Revenue Service has flagged more than 1 million tax returns for potential identity fraud. More than $6 billion in refunds will need additional review. The IRS has confirmed that nearly 13,000 returns are fraudulent, stopping over $105 million in refunds from being sent out. The agency found the returns using identity theft filters. Prince Harry and his wife Meghan Markle say they were involved in a near-catastrophic car chase for 2 hours with paparazzi in New York City. The couple says it happened after they attended an award show. Mayor Eric Adams says their story is a little hard to believe.
I would find it hard to believe that there was a two-hour high-speed chase. That would be, I find it hard to believe, but we will find out the exact duration of it.
New York City police say it was a bit of a chaotic scene, and the couple drove to a police station where cops helped them get home. The couple's claims that there were several near collisions with pedestrians and other cars can't be verified. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona has confirmed that the pandemic-era pause on federal student loan payments will come to an end later this year. That pause had been in place for more than 3 years and has been extended 8 times. When the pause ends, roughly 44 million people will have to restart making payments. And if you're a fan of Heinz sauces but like to add your own unique flair, you're in luck. Kraft Heinz is developing a new dispensing machine that will allow people to mix their own flavors. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Never. The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care. Here to keep you firing on all cylinders. Never.